real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
I appreciate you making the John Kincaid Show part of your weekly routine. Tell your family, tell your friends. Former coach, former basketball executive, Stu Jackson joining us on the John Kincaid Show. I always feel like I can get a little bit of extra knowledge when we have Stu join us on the show. How are you today, Stu?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I said it's an interesting time for the NBA, and I heard LeBron James rattle off a list of all the young talent right now and all the young guns that are spread out all over the NBA. In all these different markets, too. And I'm wondering, was there ever a time when you had so many potential breakout stars to carry on the next generation of NBA hoops?
Well, it'd be hard to think of. But one thing we do know, there's never going to be a shortage of players. And certainly among them, not a shortage of great players. And as you mentioned, I mean, there are some, you know, potential young stars in this league that are going to carry the torch for the NBA for many, many years to come. And, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, the list goes on and on. If you're talking about a Trae Young, you know, a Ja Morant, obviously Zion Williams could be an iconic figure, you know, when it's all said and done in terms of the history of the league. And it's just great to see, you know, at a time when, you know, there's, you know, you still have the LeBrons and the Westbrooks and the Hardens around. I don't know of a time before that there's been this amount of good young talent combined with veteran talent in the NBA. It's great.
So when people are critical of the college game I hear all the time, because guys are getting to the NBA and they don't have the, you know, they don't have 3 years of college experience. And I'm looking at this era. I'm looking at this era of the NBA and saying, man, it's almost like a renaissance for the NBA. It's they're in such good hands. And in markets like you mentioned, Trae Young, where I live in Atlanta, Stu, I can't go to the mall or walk the streets without seeing a teenager or a youngster, even younger, wearing Trae Young t-shirt, Trae Young alternate jersey, whatever it is. These teams, Ja Morant and what he could potentially do for Memphis. These are guys that can change trajectories of billion-dollar businesses.
Without question, and it's interesting. You know, it's been my experience when you look at jersey sales and just apparel in general, the smaller perimeter players seem to do a little bit better than, say, the taller players, you know? And you know, certainly because I think people can identify with a guy like Trae Young. He's the same size as you are, you know?
Yes.
His body isn't anything special. He's just a...
Mine isn't either, by the way, Stu. Just saying, mine isn't either.
I got you. But, you know, people identify with that, and certainly young kids identify with that, and it's terrific to see. It truly is.
Stu, are the Bucks head and shoulders in your mind above any other team in the NBA, or have they just had maybe potentially an easier path in the Eastern Conference?
No, to me, they are head and shoulders. I mean, you're looking at a team that defensively is the best in the league, and I believe they're third offensively in terms of their rating. So no one has that type of combination if you're going to look at just statistics alone, and then their point differential in terms of the way that they've beaten teams, one of the best in the league. But I think the key is that the criticism of the Bucks in past years really no longer exists. And, you know, certainly the playoffs will tell, but you used to be able to get them in a half-court game and sort of, you know, nullify Giannis Antetokounmpo because he didn't have, you know, the type of game that translated for the playoffs when things, possession slowed down and, you know, and the pace slowed down. Now, I don't know that that's true. You know, we've seen him develop his game. He has a mid-range game now. He can make an occasional three where you have to go out and respect him. He's surrounded by a plethora of three-point shooters and guys that can make plays and make shots. And I just don't see anyone, certainly in the East, that's going to beat them. But more importantly, I anticipate in the playoffs, they'll have a little bit of a rested, easier run through the Eastern Conference, which could translate into a finals championship.
If I was to say to you right now, who will be the team that will come out on top in the West come postseason time? Do you have a guess, or do you still just consider it a guess?
No, I've learned my lesson in the past. I'm not going to bet against LeBron. You know, when it comes to a test of wills in the playoffs, he's been there, he's done that. We've all seen the same movie over and over, and I suspect, given you know where their team is now, they're playing great basketball in the latter part of the season here. I think, once again, they're probably going to come out of the West.
Who's the team that they would most like to avoid? Is it the Clippers, or could it be someone like the Rockets who have gotten red hot lately?
You know, that seems to be sort of the common theme, the Clippers or the Rockets, but I'm going to go a step further and say the Nuggets, and only because the Nuggets have sort of, you know, quietly progressed into this very good basketball team, and now they've had their share of disappointment. They've been there in terms of going to the later rounds in the playoffs, and they may be poised to, you know, get to the Western Conference Finals this year. Nobody's talking about it. I think it's more of a perceptional thing, and certainly we know a lot will depend on Jokic and his mindset and his competitiveness during playoff season. But if he plays the way he's capable of, and given the depth of their roster, the ability to shoot the basketball, and the fact that, you know, defensively they've improved drastically, I wouldn't count them out.
Stu, it's always a pleasure talking NBA hoops with you, buddy.
Yeah, no, always. It's always fun.
Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night. Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama. Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.